From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Greetings and hello once again. This is Scrapbook, Becker County. I'm Glenn Broggett. This time around, it's part two of our very special look at the story of Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Today, we'll find out more about the early days of Detroit Lakes, including some backstory on their county seat and their name change from Detroit. That's all coming up with Amy Dagerstrom of the Becker County Historical Society as we go into part two of our history of Detroit Lakes, Minnesota on Scrapbook. And we're going to talk about the county here and Detroit Lakes. And I'm going to bring up a name, and let me see if this rings a bell for you in history's sake. Colonel George Johnson.
Absolutely.
Can we tell us a little bit about the colonel's role in Detroit?
Sure. George Johnson was, today we'd call him a land speculator. But he came through along with that railroad, and he really kind of started to purchase up all the land surrounding it. To the west of Detroit, we have a similar fellow named Thomas Canfield who does the same thing. Johnson establishes the New England colony. He called it a New England land colony. And that colony bought up all the land and developed it. So really gave the city its footings, I guess, in a literal way, subdivided into city lots, allowed you to buy those lots, to build on those lots, and really just kind of opened up the village of Detroit to become the city of Detroit Lakes.
Mm-hmm. And how did Detroit end up changing its name to Detroit Lakes, and how did it end up securing the county seat?
Sure. Detroit becomes Detroit Lakes in 1926, so it was Detroit for the first 60 years of existence, basically. And then in 1926, the U.S. Postal Service decided to change our name because of the fact that we kept getting mail for Detroit, Michigan. And I think that if you as an individual have any old kind of family letters, look at them and they'll just say, you know, Purley, Minnesota, or they'll just say Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and they won't have an address. And so in our case, we would get Detroit M something, right? And it would be much of it was supposed to go to Michigan. And so they gave us a few options of what we could be, and the people in the city decided upon Detroit Lakes as a natural because of all the water that surrounds us. We've got 431 lakes in our county, so it was a natural fit for a name.
How did it secure its place as the county seat?
Oh, the county seat, yeah. Yes. So there was a big fight between Detroit and Audubon. And Audubon, if people drive through Becker County today, now is a pretty small town to the west of Detroit Lakes. It's about 500 people, I think, these days. But at that time, it was sort of the headquarters for the railroad. Oak Lake Cut was the first settlement in Becker County, which was right outside the city limits of Audubon. And it was really the place to go. It was the place where the land office was established. The first county sheriff was established there. Many of the first businesses were established there. And so there was this great desire to kind of keep the county seat in its quote-unquote original spot. Detroit, of course, felt that because of its natural setting and its location, that it would be a more ideal spot for the county seat. And I think that really end result comes down to money, like a lot of things. Detroit could offer more available land for a courthouse, for a police department, for a county jail, those kinds of things. It had businessmen like E.G. Holmes and John K. West who owned most of the land around the city, about 40,000 acres in total between the two of them, who were very willing to kind of give that land to the better good to establish some of those necessary services for the county seat. And so that's really what it boils down to, is that perhaps the people wanted it to be in Audubon, but the money wanted it to be in Detroit Lakes.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.